I guess the follow-up to that is that it feels like certain aspects of America's culture in specific, our consumerism, our daily pace, our competitiveness seems at odds with the Eastern, approach of Buddhism. I'm just curious if you could comment on that or if you have
Well,
advice
yeah,
or
I mean, Solinus doesn't really get into this here in this book specifically, but I think the subtext of much of what he talks about in here is that there is outer technology that the West has been especially good at, the world of the material, outer technology. They have been particularly good at inner technology, and he would equate them. He said, ours is just as powerful, and for the world to know itself and not be ignorant of the reality of what we are, you have to have both technologies. Probably, he would infer and suggest, the inner technology is maybe more powerful and more meaningful if, in fact, the reason we're here is to achieve happiness, remove suffering from ourselves, from our own minds and hearts, and achieve happiness in the most extreme possible way, which they would call Buddhahood, the highest levels of enlightenment.